You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning, everybody. The music of the stars. I'm your host, Lou Regani. We're on till high noon central. All across the world at civicmedia.us. Wait a second, September already? Somebody said it is. Oh, boy. Just a quick question, not to pin you down, but was your May, June, July, and August fun? No, I know. Not to make us feel worse, but look at September. Remember Memorial Day? Well, not maybe, but do you remember what you did that day? Or maybe that strikes a chord. Well, that amount of time in the future will take us to... Right. The new year. Well, that's my point, and I thought we'd do something on that, on the music of the stars, along those lines. Somebody said... Autumn is the antidote to stifling summer, but life starts all over again when it gets crisp in the fall. Well, the funny thing is, it's not fall. Not according to the calendar, but... This is Steve Lawrence.
You're born, you weep, you smile, you sleep, you cling, you crawl, you stand, you fall, you stand again, and try, and then you walk, you eat, you drink, you feel, you think. You play, you grow, you learn, you know. And then one day, you find a way to talk. You're young, you fly, you laugh, you cry. You're grown, you're on your own at last. You lose, you win, your days begin to slip away. Too fast, too fast, too soon, you'll hear a distant drum, too soon. The time to go will come, but time won't wait. Is it too late to ask? Did I ever love? Did I ever give? Did I ever, ever really?
Would you believe Alan Sherman wrote that song?
When I was a young man courting the girls, I played me a waiting game. If a maid refused me with tossing curls, I'd let the old earth take a couple of whirls while I plied her with tears in lieu of pearls. And as time came around, she came my way. As time came around, she came. When you meet with the young girls early in the spring, you court them in song and rhyme. They answer with words and a clover ring, but if you could examine the goods they bring, they have little to offer but the songs they sing and a plentiful waste of time of day. A plentiful waste of time. Oh, it's a long, long while. But the days grow short when you reach September, when the autumn weather turns the leaves to flame. One hasn't got time for the waiting. Oh, the days dwindle down to a precious few. September, November, and these few precious days I'll spend with you. These precious days I'll spend with you.
Maybe September I'll love again. Maybe a rainbow will catch me then. This little boy lost will find his way once more, just like before, when lips were tender. Love was born. still see that golden world in all its splendor. Maybe September
Tony from a picture that's not the greatest, but the song is. That is the Oscar, 1968. Ernie Altschuler, Jay Livingston, and Percy Faith collaborated on that, and the music of the Stars, Until High Noon Central. Here's Bob Goulet with a September song.
Come Saturday morning, I'm going away with my friend. Will Saturday spend till the end of the day? Saturday morning, I'm going. my friend. Will Saturday laugh more than half of the day?
Andre Previn wrote that, and Fred Kander, The Music of the Stars.
Pookie, I've been thinking, and, well, I wonder if maybe seeing so much of each other is really such a good thing.
First love is beautiful hurt. If it happens to you once, you're lucky. Paramount Pictures presents an Alan J. Pakula production, The Sterile Cuckoo, starring Liza Minnelli, Wendell Burton, and Tim McIntyre.
Song, The Linen Sisters. Hi. Hi. Our sister Peg was unable to be with us today, but in our hearts, we're all there with you as we pay tribute to the man who made our American dream come true. When Mr. Welk asked us to be part of his television show, our dad, who was a milkman at the time, was also a great singer and worked hard to coach us in our singing.
Being on the show every week gave us the opportunity to help our large family move from a small home to a very large old Victorian home, and Mom still lives there today.
On weekdays, we went to school just like regular kids, but we have special memories of the weekends. Saturdays were spent rehearsing in studios much like this one and performing with Mr. Welk.
Come Saturday morning, I'm going away with my friend. Will Saturday spend till the end of the day? Just I and my friend, we'll travel for miles in our Saturday smiles, and then we'll move on.
Yes, then
sun. Monday, I'm on the run. Tuesday, Wednesday, the same, all of the day through. Back on the job, Thursday, wishing it was Friday. Friday's the night I get to see you. And we have a weekend to paint the town, to go out dancing with the inside crowd. For on Sunday night I get blue when the weekend is through and I have to say goodbye to you. So I won't be late. Monday, train leaves at 8. Tuesday, Wednesday, again, half of the week's through. Feel like a wreck. Thursday, pick up my check. Friday, we've got a lot of living to do. And we have a weekend to paint the town, to go out dancing with the inside.
Take a fellow singer along on these trips, but here's one boy the guys really wanted to meet. Jack Jones.
I had a request for this song, and in order to do it, I need to sing to a girl. There aren't too many, but I see a few here. Would you like to come up and participate in this song, please?
This is Jack Jones on a USA tour.
Hey, a little girl,
comb your hair, fix your makeup.
Soon he will open the door. Don't think because there's a bar on your shoulder, you needn't try anymore. Or wax should always be lovers too.
That's great, Jack. She's a nurse.
He comes home. Oops, I goofed already, right? I'm warning you. Day after day, and there are girls at the office. Men will always be men. Don't send him off with your hair still in curlers. You may not see him again. Boy, nurses should always lovers too. Run to his arms the moment he comes home to you. He's almost here. Hey, little girl, better wear something pretty. Something you wear to go to the city. And dim all the lights, pour the wine, start the music. Time to get ready for love. Time to get ready. Are you ready? Time to get ready.
Herb Bacharach wrote that, and that's hard swinging. Ted Heath and the Orchestra. It's a British band, and what a band. The Music of the Stars. Say, Betty Grable. Go ahead, say it, Betty Grable. What do you remember her for? She married a couple. Yeah, married Artie Shaw. Here's Betty at the microphone.
I've seen you with the rip in your dress, seen you kind of bleary-eyed too, seen you at a moment when you looked a mess, but I'm still crazy for you. I've seen you in the gray of the dawn, seen you bundled up with the flu, seen you with your hair down and no makeup on, but I'm still crazy for you. I mean that even though I've seen you at your worst, I'm glad that I'm the one who saw you first. I've seen you get embarrassed and red, seen you try to cook a beef stew, seen you lose your temper and all what you said, but I'm still crazy for you.
And on the other hand, I've seen you when you needed a shave.
Oh, me?
Seen you with a hole in your shoe.
Hey, hey, who?
Seen you do a rumba that rated no rave, but I'm still crazy for you. I've seen you with the silliest grin, especially when you've had a few.
Never touch it.
Seen you look like something the cat had dragged in, but I'm still crazy for you. Worst, I'm glad that you're the one who saw me first.
I've seen you look a little depressed, and I have watched you while you've got a shampoo. Seen you in the morning,
and that's a real test, but I'm still crazy for you.
Betty Grable, let's do a little introspect into her life, shall we, and her music. The Music of the Stars. Was a guy named Frank Powalny. So you might be excused if you say, who is Frank Powalny? No, he wasn't an actor. He wasn't a supporting player. He was one of the guys employed behind the scenes at 20th Century Fox. Early 1943, they had a photo session with Betty Grable. And he took that shot of Betty with that white bathing suit. Ah, you remember. Especially you veterans there, huh? Looking over her shoulder.
Find the power of your faith.
The most famous pinup of World War II. Is Ruth Grable.
Yes, I believe. I believe in the people of all nations to join and to care for love. I believe in a world where light will guide us and give our love.
Betty Grable born in St. Louis. Her birthday is the 18th of December. Well, they were on vacation in California. Decided to stay there, you know. Went on to the Hollywood Professional School. She took dancing lessons and acting lessons. She lied about her birthday. She was 13. Had some forged papers saying, oh no, I'm 15. Sure. That's the minimum age for chorus work. She made it into a chorus line in 1930, but guess what? The studio said, this kid is not 15. So they canceled her contract. Then she went on to Columbia Studio. Fell in love with Jackie Coogan. The music of the stars, I thought I'd feature something on Betty, who seems to be forgotten today as far as her musical contributions to the silver screen. She made it into a Judy Garland picture for MGM, Pigskin Parade. Got a call from 20th Century Fox. Marilyn Monroe had refused to do a picture called How to Be Very, Very Popular. I know you probably forgot it, except for that title. But would Betty Grable like to do that part? She goes, yeah, for money. She never liked the movie. And it didn't do well at the box office. And that was her swan song with Hollywood. 1955. Here's Teresa Brewer.
How to be very, very popular, that is the subject, friend. A gal with charm can walk up the farm, start earning dividends. If she's popular, 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 friend. How to be very, very popular, why learn it from a book? You'll do just great if you've got the bait, you'll land them without a hook. But with that popular, popular, popular look, just become a stamp collector, cause all men aren't scamps. You're apt to meet a stamp inspector, you'd be surprised how many men like stamps. How to be very, very popular, here's the advice I bring. A gal who winks can wind up with minks, she's first with the wedding ring. If that gal is a popular, popular thing, you'll do just great if you've got the bait, you'll land them without a hook. With that popular, popular, popular look, just become a stamp collector, cause all men aren't scamps. You're apt to meet a stamp inspector, you'd be surprised how many men like stamps. How to be very, very popular, here's the advice I bring. A gal who winks can wind up with minks, she's first with the wedding ring. If that gal is a popular, popular thing, don't know.
Teresa Brewer, when the last time you heard her on the radio? Superstar, 1955, with so many hits, and earlier than that, too. Now, Betty Grable, heavy smoker all her life. 1972, she took an invite to be in the Academy Awards ceremonies. April 10th, 1972, this was at the L.A. Music Center. The host was Jack Lemmon, and Betty, along with Dick Hames, opened the envelope for the best musical score. Now during that proceeding, during the Oscar ceremony, she became aware of a ponderous feeling in her chest. And then on their way to the airport, suddenly she had difficulty breathing. Now, went on to St. John's Hospital in L.A. They found, malignancy. Well, after some treatment, a lot of it, she felt well enough to go back to work. And she opened in Born Yesterday, ever the trooper, Miss Betty Grable. Here she is at those Oscars.
Miss Betty Grable and Mr. Dick Hames. Look out.
It's really a joy to have a chance at last to acknowledge the debt the performers owe to musicians.
Now, the remarkable part of their contribution is that it's as subtle as a violin and as commanding as a trumpet.
The nominees for the Best Original Dramatic Score are John Barry for Mary, Queen of Scots,
Richard Rodney Bennett for Nicholas and Alexandra,
Isaac Hayes for Shaft,
Jerry Fielding for Straw Dogs,
Michelle Legrand for Summer of 42.
And the winner is?
The winner is Michelle Legrand for Summer of 42.
should have been a short-term run at Born Yesterday, but it was very successful. And they gave her a four-week extension, took it into mid-March 1973 when it closed. She was offered a booking in Tampa, Florida. But it was found her condition had worsened. She was able to spend some time at her own home in Las Vegas. And then late in the afternoon of the 2nd of July, 1973, Betty Grable was no longer with us. In a taxi on her way to the airport, the driver was silent. And when they arrived at the airport, the driver said, "Miss Grable, I have to say this. You've given me some of the greatest joys of my life. God bless you." Music of the Stars, Michelle LeGrand, the Oscar winner, many times over. This is Monica Mancini. The Music of the Stars.
Summer. to wait and the sun to linger, twist the world round her summer finger, lets you see the one.
Lyrics by the Birdmans, Alan and Marilyn. The music of the stars, we pause for news.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.